Ireland's Classic Kids Radio. Aoife Lee is back with us. She is a parent coach and the website parentsupport.ie. We were talking about how at different stages in your life, parenting can get very tricky. And Aoife, you know only too well because you're a mammy as well.
Yeah, I have three of them at home, 6, 12 and 15 year olds. So we are in the throes of the preteen years and the teenage years due to sit the junior cycle in June. So it's great crack in our house.
Oh, fab. And so have you got boys or girls?
I have two boys and a girl.
Okay. Do you think that girls or boys are easier? Because I hear all these different stories.
You know, it's funny because over the years supporting families, you hear very different stories and experiences, and I can only vouch in my own family, but it's safe to say that within a family unit, even if you are, you know, establishing the same rules and boundaries and expectations, maybe you've got the same parenting approaches to each and every child, every individual in the house will have different temperaments, personalities, different ways of how they deal with conflict, how they communicate. So it doesn't matter. Of course, it matters how we, you know, approach and how we support the kids, but it doesn't necessarily mean that how we deal with things is going to work out the same way. Our child is going to respond in the same way. So often it does mean taking different approaches. And whether it be boys or girls, I would often say that again, you know, I have a mixed bag in my house insofar as that our eldest lad, he will chat to us. And then I have a daughter that, again, we'll chat. But she has got a different approach maybe on problem solving and figuring things out. And our youngest, being the youngest, rules the house. But boys and girls can be, can vary quite significantly in how they deal with things. But again, it's, you know, a lot to do with, you know, how we can be there for them and what we can do to support the behaviours, but also manage them as well when things get tricky. And I think for anyone listening on today will know their own child best. And that's something that's really important, to kind of trust your gut. You know your own child best and you know what your child will cope with. But sometimes it does take a little bit of figuring out and, you know, looking at what's going to work best here. And that can often be the reflective bit, because we're not always going to have the answers. And what we do is not always going to be the right way or the wrong way. There's no straightforward answer, which is often the case.
Right, Aoife, we're going to focus today on creating a calmer home. I don't know anybody who doesn't want this in their home, because it can just be chaos when you're trying to parent. I don't know anybody who was actually, or if they do have a calm home, they've somebody helping them.
Is there such a thing? So same as is there a balance when we're working and when we're managing home life? And I don't believe there's any middle ground necessarily. And even if you have got a quiet bunch at home, we will all be thrown a curveball, whether it is stuff that happens in school or with peers, or maybe things that can occur at home, whether it is moving house, a new sibling arriving, maybe there's a bereavement or a family member sick. That can create chaos or, you know, a lot of emotional turmoil or upheaval. And that can impact behaviours, even if you've got the quietest little person, or maybe, you know, that your child is really struggling in school and things have been triggered, maybe there's bullying going on. That can bring things really to the fore, where it is about, right, kind of how can we approach things. And so it's safe to say that if you do have a calm home right now, you know, you can never predict how things can turn. And it's,
in other words,
kind of making
Aoife,
the most.
Don't be getting too smug. Don't be getting too smug.
Don't get too comfortable now.
It's coming.
And
it's
it's different. It is just so different for us all. Like I mentioned, the different personalities and temperaments. One day can be great and other days can be just an absolute disaster.
Right. What would your top tips be then to kind of get a system in place where it is a calmer place to be?
Yeah. Well, when, you know, we're looking at our own children, it's always helpful to consider, you know, again, our own parenting styles and approaches, which can vary among the adults. You know, the boundaries we set for our family, like what are the family rules, which will, again, vary for each family. And then, again, the age of the kids, based on their own personality temperaments, which I've mentioned previously. You know, do we have our own expectations at home? How do we communicate with the kids, young or old, the other adults? What is it like when situations are challenging? You know, how do we focus on then the positive strengths and the relationships we have with our child? And then a plan of action of of what happens if a scenario or situation comes up and we need to look at the approach we take. And again, that will vary from like from toddlers to the middle years to teenagers. All challenges will vary, but what's key, and it's something I've spoke about previously, is setting the family rules. And they don't have to be really strict, but it could be simple things like, you know, how does everyone help out at home?
Yeah.
Or do they? How do they speak to one another?
Yeah.
What's the maybe the plan around screens and devices during the week versus the weekend? You know, coming in the evenings, or homework, or bedtimes, or how did the morning routine go? And for some families, it's you know, you have that natural flow, and over time, routines have established and habits have formed. And then for others, it can just be complete chaos. So if you're finding that at the moment, it's like, right, how do we need to change things up? And I always talk about even creating a bit of a family meeting. And it can be as formal or as informal as you like. And that can often be an opportunity as a family to go, right, lads, things are kicking off. There's lots of fighting over the gaming device. There's a lot of mad bedtime. There's a lot of fights over in the morning time. We need to figure out a plan that's going to work for us as a family. So you're not trying to solve these things when everything's kicking off, whether it be the tantrums or the full-on argument with the older kid, because that's when there's no logic or no reasoning for our kids. They don't know how to articulate during those moments. So when things are calm, having the kids part of that conversation not only empowers them, but it also gives them an opportunity to be heard, to be part of the decision-making, the problem-solving. And it's amazing how that can influence then things going forward. Because if the kids feel like we are listening to them and we're prepared to hear their, you know, end of it, they're more willing to work with us, cooperate with us, and that can be a nice way of approaching things.
I remember Aoife talking to somebody about a nutritionist, I think it was, about a child who was a fussy eater. And the tip there was, you know, to get them involved in the cooking of the meal, because they're more inclined to maybe, if they're involved, they're more inclined to eat the stuff and try the stuff. So that's kind of the same theory almost, isn't it? The same kind of principles. We also got in a photograph there. I'll never forget it. It was last year on the show, and somebody, a parent, sent in a WhatsApp image that they'd taken. It was a photograph of the child's bedroom, the teenager's bedroom. And I have never in my life seen filth like it. They were blue in the face asking the teenager. I mean, there was things growing on plates and everything under beds. So even things like there's an having an expectation, for example, with a teenager, how your room should be, how tidy and neat and tidy your room should be.
Yeah, it's like picking your battles, because this situation is so common. And this is often actually when we talked about the difference between boys and girls. We would have a messy girl in our, you know, a messy room girl in our house. And then for our eldest lad, he likes things in order and likes to be organized, and they couldn't be more different. But it is about picking battles, and whether that means that we take a step away, because as parents and carers, we tend to like to control situations, not in a negative way, but just creating a little bit of order and a bit of a plan. And it can often have that kind of negative influence, and that there's this constant fighting. So I think it is important, like, to pick the battles and even just come to some kind of agreement, negotiate, and think, right, do you know what? I'm actually not going to look at your room from, you know, Monday to Friday. However, can we make an agreement that you spend an hour or whatever on a Saturday morning cleaning up? And sometimes, again, we can be quite general in our requests, like, you know, tidy up your room or do your homework or whatever it is that. Okay, for the older kids, it might be, you know, where we kind of assume that they know. Sometimes, particularly for tidying up, it's about being specific to what you want them to do.
It doesn't mean shoving all the clothes in the press. It means actually putting the laundry in the laundry room and all that. Yeah,
bringing the dishes down. I mean, I do it with my own kids in that, right, rubbish in the rubbish bin, dishes down in the sink, dirty laundry in the basket, X, Y, Z. And at one time we had a whiteboard in our room where it was all ticked off what she needed to do. And that was, you know, a practical approach. And sometimes our kids, while you're thinking, God, I can't spoon feed them, I can't be constantly holding their hand on this. But some kids need a little bit more direction.
Yeah, lists. And, you know, lists are good, I think, yeah.
Yeah, but going back to even what you're saying about the making choices and even around food, because with meal times, it can be a real bone of contention. It can be a real negative experience for families, a quite stressful time. So for my youngest lad, dinner wouldn't be, let's say, his favourite meal of the day. But what I do is I create a little bit of choice for him at mealtime. So, yeah, I still kind of put the plate of stew that he will look, you know, sideways at. But I also encourage foods that he does actually like, so that the actual experience at the table isn't about insisting he eats what's on his plate. Giving him that choice at mealtimes can be a way of taking away that negative attention and that that pressure for everyone, that upset for everyone. And certainly what's worked for us is just even simple things, like maybe it's the portions of fruit or the grated cheese or the crackers and stuff, snacky bits that they enjoy, while also including the main meal that maybe the family or other family members are eating, can be really helpful. So offering up that choice, whether it be for the younger or the older kid, can create a sense of them influencing a situation that potentially can sometimes be non-negotiable, but from the perspective of them knowing that they have an option of making one decision or not, can be a really positive approach to take.
What I'm getting from this, Aoife, is that routine is important when it comes to families. Everyone knowing what their job is in the household and doing their thing, and it'll make your life much less chaotic.
Absolutely, yeah. And if you try something different, whether it is introducing a routine or a new rule or changing up some approach, don't be too quick to back off if you try it and it doesn't work the first time. That's where the kind of perseverance comes in. It can be hard because it can knock our confidence, but persevering can be really helpful, and our kids can then see that, oh, actually we are serious, or this is really happening. Mm. So don't doubt your own kind of approaches, that sometimes it takes a little bit longer to achieve or to work out than maybe the way we want it to. But yeah, it's all in the learning. We're all learning.
If there's anybody who's having a particularly tricky time with their children or their teenagers, young adults as they call themselves, you can help them out.
Yeah, look, I've on my LinkedIn, I'm at Aoife Lee, and then Instagram is at parentsupport, and parentsupport.ie is my website, and I have a lot of resources there. So a lot of my talks would be for companies and organisations. So if anyone needs to contact me, that's where I am.
We'll have you on speed dial now, Aoife. Well, I hope to never need to be having you on speed dial, because things are going okay at the moment, but you tell me it's coming down the line. Aoife,
yeah.
Aoife Lee there from parentsupport.ie. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks, Trina.
It's Ireland's Class Kids Radio.